Yeah, that's it. And Vance was telling me years ago, and that's where, you know, I had a lot of some issues before he could get into this repeater, but you have to get like a module or something that you have to plug in the back of the radio or install it for PL, because you could program a PL in those, that I would remember. A lot of the repeaters in the area, I don't think they had PL, and this one did. This repeater did, and that's where I started getting in trouble. I tried to install it, and I think I blew up the radio or blew the finals on it there. So, yeah, it's kind of hard these days, the data they got.
Yeah, definitely. I think most repeaters around here have PLs, and it's just one of those things, but that's all right. Not a big deal. Not a big deal at all. You know, and a lot of good radios out there now, and just have to keep your eye on things. And I think the ASUS nice. I like the BTEC radio too that I got, the AnyTone VMR radio. I like that one. That's definitely worth the price of spending on a radio, but like I said, just got to go with what you can go with and what your plans are to use it, and kind of go from there. So